You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, we have an ongoing lawsuit over a song that debuted 16 years ago.
While it's already often prohibitively expensive for musicians to license samples of other musical works, the process could soon become even more costly and problematic, depending on how jurors decide in the ongoing copyright infringement case against Big Pimpin', the 1999 Jay-Z hit produced by Timbaland, aka Timothy Mosley. Testimony in the trial ended in Los Angeles Tuesday. Mosley and Jay-Z, whose real name is Sean Carter, don't dispute that Big Pimpin' copied its memorable flute notes from the 1950s love ballad Kassara Kassara, written by the late Egyptian composer Bali Hamdi. But an attorney for Hamdi's heirs say that proper permission to use the flute notes was never obtained, even though Mosley paid $100,000 in 2001 to a record company that owned the right to distribute Hamdi's music outside of Egypt, according to the Associated Press. Without getting too bogged down in the particulars, which get even more confusing with the additional factor of international law, a verdict against Big Pimpin' here could set a precedent for future sampling claims, generally increasing the risk of copyright infringement and liability associated with sample-based music, whether or not it's properly licensed. In other words, if Big Pimpin' gets convicted, say goodbye to samples in your hit hip-hop songs.
Next, we have a band that wants you to, quote, bathe in the heat wave of their music.
Ty Segall's something of a rock and roll classicist. With each of his many bands, the 28-year-old Californian reinterprets subgenres of rock from its 1960s and 70s heyday, often to raucous and powerful effect, and never quietly. Under his own name, Segall's most recently toyed with Mark Bolan's starry glam rock, and as Ty Segall Band, he's cranked the volume on the Stooges' nascent squalling punk up to 11. Fuzz, however, is Segall's power trio, his primary outfit for mucking up Black Sabbath's early 70s metal. At nearly 70 minutes, Fuzz's second record, 2, is relentless. The low end stomps, the riffs leave bruises, and it's never more than a minute or two away from a sudden full band gear shift into total annihilation. The song Pollinate is a steady, almost gleeful thrasher that finds time for a buzzing, out of control guitar solo somewhere in all the madness.
Before they came and began.
That's the band Fuzz with Pollinate. Finally, we have new music from a noise pop band from Denmark.
Founded in 1997 by Simon Raymond and Robin Guthrie of the Cocteau Twins, the record label Bella Unions made a strong reputation for itself by working with similarly dreamy-sounding bands like Beach House, Fleet Foxes, and even Oklahoma City's own folk rock dudes Horse Thief. So when Bella Union introduces a new band, you can expect something swooning and melodic, mellow and sweet. That turns out to be the case with Lowly, a Danish quintet that the label recently took under its umbrella. The song, simply titled Fire, is a lively one, bustling along on busy rhythms and curious textures. Check it out.
It never left me the way it was supposed to do.
The band Lowly with Fire, and this has been Sample Size. The new issue of Look at OKC has Chris Turner's story about the highs and lows of his first time home buying experience in Oklahoma City. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.